This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Hanif Baharuddin, and you're tuned in to the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Decorating a house with a modern design in mind can be quite challenging, as you don't want to overpopulate your house with just sleek but meaningless furniture. It needs to be filled with living things to inject some sense of life and identity to the space. Conventionally, having indoor plants or potted plants in your house is sufficient to achieve that, but aesthetically, it might be a bit mundane. A more modern alternative to that is a terrarium, a glass enclosure that contains soil, plant, and other little things. The transparent container also allows people to apply their creativity, including arranging these plants in such a way that it mimics a forest ecosystem. That's probably where Tiny Forest Terrariums gets the idea for its name. Founded by modern Malaysian sweetheart Yuna Zarai when she was in LA, Tiny Forest Terrariums is now one of the more well-known suppliers of terrariums here in KL. The manager, Amiza Noor, joins us to help explain what terrarium is and its appeal.
Terrarium is a sealable glass container. It contains soil and plants. So there's two types of terrariums. One is a closed terrarium and the other one is an open terrarium. So the closed terrarium creates unique environment for growth as the transparent walls allows for both heat and light to pass through. So the sealed container kind of like they photosynthesize it into like, so the wall will be having like sort of like a water vapor, a small scale water cycle. Mm-hmm. So it creates that environment for the tropical plant to grow beautifully. And then the other one is more for like a succulents or cactus for dry climate plants. Mm. So it has to be open because the closed terrarium will create like that excess moisture. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to explore more about terrariums after this. But before that, let's just talk a bit about Tiny Forest Terrarium. I understand that it was started by Yuna in 2012. Yeah. So how did that take off?
She started doing the terrariums back in LA for a friend. And then she decided to open one store in KL, in Subang Jaya, with her mom. So that's how it started. And the Tiny Forest name is, I think someone mentioned like it should be called Tiny Forest. So that's where the name came from.
Yeah, because it is to a certain extent a tiny forest, right? If you think about it, terrarium is also, it's unlike a regular potted plant in that sense, right?
So
because it's not just limited to soil and a plant, but also, you know, some people put moss and to make it look like a miniature
of a forest.
Yes, yeah. And that's pretty interesting. But why terrarium over a regular potted plant though?
We actually do sell indoor plants. It's just that terrarium is more like an ornamental where you can put inside your house and it's really small and cute. So it's nice to just have one in your home instead of like indoor plants. Indoor plants are nice too. It's just that terrariums are much cuter and like with the aesthetic look of it. Yeah.
When I look at terrarium, I can't help but think of bonsai plants though. So are they similar or at least is terrarium inspired by bonsai?
Not really. I think the history of terrarium is actually when back in the 60s, I can't remember, but it's more to transport the plants to a different country so that it survives. Because usually when they first started, the plants keep on dying. So they kind of like explore that. So that's how the terrarium started, to transport like plants to a different country.
Must it always use a glass container though?
It has to be a glass container. Yeah, because it's for when the heat and light go through, they will create like this, their own ecosystem inside the terrarium.
Okay, so you mentioned just now that there are two different types of terrariums, right?
Yeah.
So maybe you can recap that for our listeners.
Closed terrariums are for tropical plants such as moss, ferns, orchids. And open terrarium is more like for succulents and cactus, the dry climate plants. I think some people like closed terrarium, but closed terrarium has like a moisture around it. So some people can't see the inside of it. So they prefer to have like an open terrarium. So it's more like clear and open and it looks a bit dry instead of wet.
Walk me through the process of actually, you know, creating or building a terrarium, because I understand that it's not just a matter of putting soil and the plant in it, right? You have to also, if I'm not mistaken, there's charcoal involved. You have to also And do it properly, because you want it to look nice as well. You can't, it's not just a matter of pouring the soil and just putting the plant, right?
It's more like to create something like beautiful, and it replicates a forest. So the charcoal, the peat moss, everything it requires to hold the moisture.
Is it complicated though to actually build one?
To build one for the basic is pretty simple. There's a lot more like terrarium that are a bit more like advanced. So there's like vivarium, there's a closed terrarium where you can put lizards and frogs. Some people actually do that.
I see. In terms of plants, have you ever experimented with like different types of plants?
Yeah, we do. We put some palm, but most of it is tropical plants.
I see. Yeah. And when it comes to maintenance, I'm sure the way you have to maintain terrarium is different compared to regular potted plants, right?
Yeah. For the closed terrarium, technically, it's sealed. So you have to open it maybe once a week to just like regulate the moisture and air in the terrarium. So the only thing you need to maintain for the closed terrarium is just open it once a week and mist it and leave it for a couple of hours, and then you close it back again. So it's easy to maintain. Unlike the open terrarium, it's easy to maintain. It's just that some people can't handle it, like cactus and succulents. They think it's easy, but actually it's not. Mm. Yeah.
What are some of the challenges of?
The challenges, I think, for succulents are the humidity of like our environment. So it requires like a very dry environment. So when you overwater, it might turn black, or if you underwater, it will just rot inside the terrarium. So you have to be very attentive to the open terrarium instead of the closed terrarium.
Okay. So maybe you can give some tips to people who have terrarium or who are planning to actually buy a terrarium in terms of what they have to be mindful of when it comes to, you know, putting the terrarium in their house and also, you know, watering them.
I think you just need to experiment, and you need to actually care for one, and it's more like a try and error. So if it fails, then you should try and plant it again, and you have to do a lot of research on the internet, because everything now is on the internet.
But maybe you can share some tips. For example, that, if I'm not mistaken, you can't put it under direct sunlight, right?
Yeah, so it cannot be under direct sunlight. It has to be indoor, but it do needs like a bright indirect sunlight. Bright indirect sunlight is like when it's bright and you can see the sky, but it's not like scorching hot. Yeah, like outdoor plants.
And you still have to water them, right?
You still have to water them maybe once or twice a week. It depends on the humidity of your house. So if it's a bit like humid, then maybe you should just water it once a week. If it's a bit dry, then maybe twice a week. Yeah. So you have to like bring it home, experiment it, and then just try and take care of it.
Okay. And these plants, they do grow, right?
Yeah, they grow.
Yeah, so do you have to maybe, I mean, change into a different pot? For example, if let's say the plant grew bigger?
Yeah, if it's an open terrarium, when it grows, you just have to transport it into a bigger casing. But cactus and succulents is a bit slow on the growing process. And the closed terrarium is the same thing as well. You just have to trim, because it will grow like a forest environment kind of thing. Yeah.
And is a terrarium similar to a greenhouse? And if they are similar, in what ways are they similar?
It's similar in terms of like the transparent glass wall or transparent plastic cover that just keep everything in a... Mostly it's like the humidity of the environment. So greenhouse and like closed terrarium is very similar in terms of that.
And I understand that some terrariums are also self-sustaining, right? So how does this work?
Like I said, the closed terrarium is the self-sustained one, meaning that it will just take care of itself inside the terrarium. So because it's a sealed terrarium, so when the heat and the light passes through, it will create a small water cycle that will eventually fall back to the soil and then like water the plants like naturally. Yeah.
I see. So in terms of composition of these terrariums, are there any difference between closed terrarium and also open terrarium?
The composition?
As in, I mean, what do you put inside? Do you still put the same components? Soil, charcoal,
soil,
pebbles?
Charcoal, and some peat moss and perlite. It is similar. It's just that the soil from the closed terrarium and open terrarium is different in terms of like the weight of the soil. For cactus, it's more like light and loose. And for closed terrarium, you can just use a normal black soil with a bit of charcoal and peat moss and everything to keep the moisture.
And are there any psychological or therapeutic benefits of keeping a terrarium at home beyond just as a decoration?
I think it's more like if you see greenery and nature, you feel more calm and relaxed. The same goes with having indoor plants at home when you see all the green. So it kind of like just, you know, it's something nice to see at home.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is this a sustainable hobby, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a nice hobby to do something like at home and to care for it.
Yeah, and your business goes beyond just selling custom-made terrariums, right? So you also run workshops, if I'm not mistaken, right? So maybe you can explain a bit about that.
We do workshops usually on location. So mostly it's like clients who want us to make like for a bigger group, like team building or something like that. So we would just like give them like a option for packages that they can choose from. And then we would go on a location and teach them how to make a terrarium.
Mm.
Yeah.
So walk us through what typically happens during one of these workshops. As in, I mean, when somebody comes in, do they have to bring their own things or will it be prepared for them?
We will be preparing all the stuff, like the tools to make the terrarium, the container, the wet tissues and soil plants. We will bring everything. They just need to provide tables and chairs. Yeah.
And do you think that the process of creating or building your own terrarium is also as fun as it is to own one?
Yeah, I think that's the best part about like having a terrarium, that you can actually make one on your own. So it's a bit more fun to actually create that kind of composition of the terrarium that you want, instead of like buying one and just like you can actually bring it home and say that I did this.
Mm.
Yeah.
How long does it take to usually build one?
Normally it would take about an hour, depending on the size of the container that you choose.
Mm. Yeah. And if, say, for example, somebody comes into Tiny Forest Terrariums and want a custom built one, right? So what are the options or choices that they have in the store?
We have a different type of glass container. So what they do is just they come and pick a container, and then we will charge based on whatever they take, like, and it's like an a la carte thingy. So when you take the container, then you will choose like how many plants do you want to put in your terrarium, and then they will start to build one. We will provide all the pebbles and the dried moss, the wood chips for them to decorate their own terrarium.
And the choices are unlimited.
The choices are unlimited, but we just charge based on whatever that they take. But usually, it would, like the basic one would not cost more than $150 to get a really nice size of a terrarium.
And is it good to have more than like one plant in a terrarium?
Supposedly, no, for the closed terrarium, because sometimes when you put different plants in like one container, they might like have like a fight in terms of like
competition.
So for closed terrarium, I guess it's fine because it's, you know, they're like more like together. Because succulents and cactus, if you mix them together, sometimes one might not survive. But it depends on how you care for them.
Mm.
Yeah.
And to know this, I mean, you have to do a bit of research first. Or will you be able to advise your
Yeah, we can advise for the most basic ones. But if they do like a bit of research, then maybe we'll strive.
In terms of other decorations that you can have in your terrarium, usually, I mean, based on what I've seen on your website, you use crystals, use pebbles. What are the other things that you can use to help make your ecosystem more lively?
For decoration, mostly you can just put like a bit of miniature. It doesn't really help. It's just for something nice to see. But for the care of the environment for the terrarium, you don't really need anything aside from just soil and water it regularly. Mm. Yeah.
And do you have to replace the soil at certain point?
Certain point, if it's infected by like mold or something, then you have to change it because it will ruin your plant.
Do you see a lot of people buying a lot of terrariums?
Yeah, mostly like people are trying to get into terrariums. That's what I see now. Most of the people don't really know about terrariums, but they are familiarized with the idea of a terrarium.
Mm.
Yeah.
But can you see terrarium being a more mainstream alternative to regular potted plants in the future?
I hope so. I would still prefer to have indoor plants, house plants inside the house instead of a terrarium because I like the more bushy kind of look. But some people actually like more of the simple look in their home, meaning like a small piece of greenery in one corner. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So for people who are interested to find out more about tiny forest terrariums, where can they go?
You can check out www.instagram.com/tinyforestsj, or you can check out our website tinyforestsj.com. You can also contact us on Facebook at Tiny Forest SJ.
And if they're interested to actually go to your shop, it's in Subang Jaya. If
it's in Subang Jaya, yep.
SS15.
SS15 Subang Jaya.
All right. That was Amiza Noor, manager of Tiny Forest Terrariums, a shop that sells plants in enclosed glass jars. They also conduct workshops for people who would like to build one themselves. That's all we have for this week's edition of I Love KL. If you miss any part of the show, you can check out the podcast at bfm.my/ilovekl or download our latest app via Google Play or the App Store. Also, follow the station on Twitter at BFM Radio. My name is Hanif Baharudin, and you have been tuning in to I Love KL, bringing you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Join us again next week on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.